Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. 15 years now, this week. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I appreciate you checking that out and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, which is 13 years old. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And also, don't forget to check out the video series that we have there that we've produced now for more than a year. We had got a pretty good library of topics there. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest. She's one of our original founding members of the Brain Trust. All the way back to January of 98, she's the president of Joanna Brandy and Company, the author of a number of books, including a new one you got working on, right, Joanna?
Yeah, I'm working on one on positivity practices. It's called From Positive Thinking to Positive Doing.
I have a draft of it here in front of me. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
21 positive practices in there.
Well, I have created probably about, I don't know, I think I'm up to about 37 of them or
good.
Something like that. I don't know.
Good.
I'm starting it with a stream of consciousness about all the different things that we can do to create happiness in our own lives. I think when we talk about positive leadership, I think it's difficult to be a positive leader if your own brain patterns and your own habits have you always leaning towards looking for what's wrong,
right,
rather than for what's right. So
right.
It's been interesting.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Give us the website.
Well, the website to get involved in positivity practice is called Power Up Positivity.
Say that
power
again.
PowerUpPositivity.com.
Okay.
And what that does is it gives you the special report on From Positive Thinking to Positive Doing. It also puts you on a list, and that's a blog. And as I develop these positivity practices, I'm posting them there so people can see them a little at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big push coming in a couple of weeks because I've been working offline on many of them.
Right.
And then I'll put them, I'll
so
post them.
Check
and,
that out. Positive.
Yeah, power up positivity.
PowerUpPositivity.com.
Yeah.
All right,
and
so
my other website is returnonhappiness.com,
right,
and that gives you the sort of the blend that I've come up with between customer care, loyalty, and the role that happiness and positive leadership play in creating better, more positive customer experiences.
And you can't hold employees accountable, as we talked in the previous segment, especially today's environment, if you can't be a positive leader.
Well,
I think you're going to have a negative result if you.
I think so. I think just a few of the practices in positive leadership. This is Thanksgiving week next week. The practice of gratitude, the making it a daily habit, and I think this is the key to creating happiness as a habit, is daily rituals and daily habits. Looking for people doing things right, going over, complimenting them, and not just an attaboy or an attagirl, but something very specific. You know, Jim, when I see you do X, I really appreciate it because Y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that things that connect people to the work they do, things that connect people to meaning. People are looking for meaning. I woke up this morning. It's interesting. Sometimes I wake up in the morning with a sentence or with an idea, and I woke up with this thought this morning. And the thought was, I need a reason. I need a reason. I had a small debate with a friend of mine on the beach the other day. I was walking to get ideas for a proposal I'm doing, and I mentioned it to him briefly about, you know, happiness at work, and he goes, people are not happy at work. And I said, well, some people are happy at work. He said, no, I don't think people like to work. So we got into this debate.
He was imposing his own attitude
on everybody
was.
Else. And he's a business owner.
Because I love going to
owner.
Work.
Yeah, he's a business owner, which is what's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I think it was tied to that conversation. I think people really enjoy going to work when they have a reason other than the paycheck.
Yeah.
A reason to want to show up to to play to their strengths.
To accomplish something.
To accomplish something.
To have success.
To be part of a team. To have success. I mean, all of those things, I think, are critically important to our long-term happiness and well-being. If we feel part of something, if we feel like we can make a contribution and we can make a difference, I think that makes all the
difference
in the world.
That's called engagement.
It's called engagement. And what positive leaders become, essentially, is meaning makers. They help people
figure out. They
become meaning makers.
I like that. That's going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead.
Okay, meaning makers. Because they help people find meaning in their work. They help people find meaning in washing the dog or picking up the garbage. Or, you know, some of the things, there are many jobs that when you look at, it just seems to be repetitive behavior. But if you talk to the person who's engaged in that job, they understand the importance of that job and how that job can, you know, somebody sweeping a lobby. If they're engaged and they work, they understand that their work is important because the lobby is going to be the first thing a customer sees. The best leaders that I've ever known are those that are really able to help people find the larger meaning
in whatever job they're doing.
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
I agree with you, and they want to, and people want to follow those leaders, whatever they're doing.
Well, yeah,
I agree. Give us that website again. The new one again.
PowerUpPositivity.com.
PowerUpPositivity.com. The other one, quickly?
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Wherever you find Joanna Brandy, you'll get smarter, folks. Hey, Joanna, thank you for all these years. We appreciate it.
Oh, Jim, I appreciate you.
Thanks. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.